The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
I think he has some foot fungi.
Please no. I will jump out of my window. I don't want to deal with that. Granted, I only have no. God. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And thus the campaign was over. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. I am Mars Rover, and I play as Paxton.
It's nice having you guys. It was a good adventure, guys, but some things just have to end. Be it a climactic ending or feet pics.
No, I have removed it. I've destroyed the offensive material. And I am the Scott, and I run this. Tentatively. Currently, we are still waiting on Tyrus, who is in and probably fell asleep. And Steph will be unable to join us for this episode. But, don't worry. Just gonna keep on going.
They're the comedic duo! We're fucked! Anyway.
Our comic relief, where'd they go?
They're relieving themselves, comically.
Taking a piss, good for them.
Yeah. Our resident piss checker, Argo, playing his wannabe.
It's important.
Oh wait, you already introduced yourself. Anyway, so, last time, all of you went through your gym battles against the Violet City gym leader, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And you all got your gym badges. After leaving the blimp once and for all, wannabe, your Pelipper started spitting something up. It turned out to be that funky little mime. Who, after you spoke with it, it revealed that it no longer had any aspect of the negative influence that it acquired from, Chetsis, basically. And it handed the mostly, like, that, the Pokeball that the Mr. Mime handed you. I don't know if I described it, but it was, like, very badly damaged.
Not surprised at that.
Because it was, like, Chetsis attempted to break it and then threw it over the tower. Which, yeah. You got Criminy, and then you also noticed that there were three little TM thumb drives along with a note from Champion Glint saying thanks for your help, and the TMs included Ice Beam, Flamethrower, and Thunderbolt. And we left it off there, with all four of you leaving the tower. And we'll do a very brief time scale.
For what? Okay.
So, you all get to the edge of Violet City. It is significantly less violent than it was any other time we've gone through it, for reasons. And as you get to the edge, Tatry sniffs the air, says, I have something to do, and says that she'll meet you at the next town, at Cherry Grove.
Hmm.
And then runs back into Violet City. Holly, I believe, is just a little distracted. Probably, like, her Lulu is out and she's just grabbing things out from within its womb. And Wannabe, you notice a familiar, like, tingle in the air.
Is it not being burdened by a terror? But what's the feeling?
It's an electric tingle. You can feel electricity in the air.
I think Raikou's around here somewhere. Raikou, you here? He just calls out.
And as soon as you say Raikou, he's in front of you.
Oh, there you are. So, how you doing?
Oh, I kind of got hurt in that battle. Not too much good for Mother Moth or Hal in my current state. Was thinking maybe I could help you and your team out.
How?
Regain my strength. Or, you know, just need a little bit of time to recover and then I'll just head back with you. No need for Pokeballs, so I'll be nearby. Just call for me if you get in any trouble. Okay?
I think we're just going to walk for now. It's been a busy time. We only got 1 month left, but I'm going to enjoy some time. Just get back on the road, you know?
Alright. Yeah. If you need me, just call for me like you did just now. Be there in the blink of an eye. You know?
Always happen.
In the blink of an eye, he's done it.
Actually, do we figure out what that metal ho-ho was?
I don't think we ever did.
I'm tired of dashing. Let's just keep going.
You can roll general knowledge based on your most recent experience.
We could, but we could just also just be like, who cares at this point? We want to walk. Right.
For context, though, the metal ho-ho was actually a Corviknight.
Oh, I thought
similar to the dreadnought that you all thought at the very beginning, it was a permanently like Gigantamaxed Corviknight.
That feels like ages ago.
And it was using that, and it used that energy to revive the dogs.
Yeah,
I see. Oh.
Huh. I guess that makes a good point, but, ooh.
Yeah, so it's gonna take you, you and Paxton and Polly a few days of traveling to get from Violet City to Cherry Grove. There's not a whole lot going on in this route. It's been mostly paved over. And you can see that there is a bunch of not loose, but nailed in planks next to what used to be a cave opening. And like written in Sharpie across the wooden planks is, closed due to cave-in.
Oh man.
Hey, which cave was it? Sorry. Dark cave?
Yeah, dark cave.
Oh. But we can go around the long way. I'll give us. Besides, I haven't been down that mountain in a while. We could maybe also go check on Twinleaf Town. Or what's the other town called down there? Remember? Remember Paxton? New Bog. What's the other town by the beach?
By the beach. Olivine? I can't remember a lot of town names.
So the town you're going to is Cherry Grove.
Cherry Grove. Yeah.
That's where the next gym is. And it's more or less like a straight shot there, but it's still going to take a few days of travel just because of the distance. It's about the same length of travel as it took leaving from Violet City to go to Azalea Town. But as you do head down this path, you notice that there are some little campsites along the side of the paved path. There are a few patches of tall grass where you can potentially find some Pokemon if you're interested. Or look for items or anything of that sort.
I could look for some items.
I could too, honestly.
Alright. In that case, both of you roll perception.
Let's see here. Do my rolls. That is a 9.
Alright.
Mine is going to be a 7.
Okay. With a 7 and a 9, Paxson, you notice that there's another apricorn tree with some of the some green apricorns on it. Underneath that apricorn tree, you can see a small green little monkey.
Aww.
It appears to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Wannabe, you see that there is. It looks kind of discarded along the side of the path, but you see there's this brown bag.
Ooh, I'll pick it up.
Do you look inside?
Yes.
It gives off a smell as you open it, and you can see that there are 6 bottles of Hyper Potion, but one of them is broken. So you have 5 bottles of Hyper Potion.
Huh, why not this down here?
And you continue on. Another day passes, and if you wish to look for more items or anything of that sort, you can roll another perception.
Mm-hmm.
As we're going down here, I'm going to look over toward Pax and like, so how you been? Since all this stuff, since, you know.
I mean, I'm happy that it's all over, at least.
And me both.
I'm a little disappointed in how I performed in the last gym, though. I think I could have done better.
They were a tough gym, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but it's like, there's been 3 of these gyms where it's just been like, been so much for me. It's like, I don't know if I'm all too ready anymore.
Well, hear me out. How many Pokemon do you really use in your battles?
I tend to use about, like, the same 4 to 6 of them. And occasionally switch out a few others.
Maybe you should spread out.
I could spread out. It's like...
That's my team, but like, it's the... My team is around, how many... I'd say around, my guys are about, 8 or 9 members in our squad.
I mean, there's like, a good 10 or so that I sometimes switch in and out. But it's like... It's hard to keep them all around the same level of experience, too. And sometimes the ones that are like... good for typing or stuff like that doesn't end up on the same scale as the others.
But maybe you should put some attention on them. Not just use packs, not just use your Raichu and your
I use others as well, but it's like they're not always up at the time that I need them, you know?
Maybe you can work on that while we're traveling. Get the ones you want up there.
That's what I'd like to achieve.
Just to
I'll be right back is a perfect opportunity for me to announce myself.
Yeah, so,
hi, I'm here.
You're on day two of your trip to, Cherry Grove. If you're looking for any items or Pokemon, you can go ahead and roll a perception, but otherwise it's just making the way there.
I'd like to, on day two, if Paxton's down to, train some of the Pokemon. Chop them, train.
See if you can level up some of your less often used Pokemon.
But basically, help train Paxton's Pokemon up some.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning.
Okay. Would you like to assist, Bobby?
Well, of course. Any bit of training is good training.
And I will say that, Holly, mm-hmm. If you look through your bag, you will notice that there is a tablet that hasn't been in there beforehand.
That's very suspicious, and I think I'll inspect that.
It's the same tablet that Glint let you all use to access your boxes remotely without the use of a Pokemon Center. Attached to it is a little sticky note saying, thought you might need this more than I do, with a little dash and then a G with a sparkle next to it.
Aw, that's such a sweet gift. And I will show Paxton and Wannabe, and say, well, it looks like we can change our teams without having to go to a Pokemon Center, so who do you guys want to train up first?
Well, that's awesome. That's
all up to Paxton, really.
I have so many people that I've wanted to send out and use. Let's see. We gotta bring back Ellie and Elijah. It's been a while since we've gotten to use them.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, Pax. I'm going to need to tell me the species because I don't remember their names that well. No offense.
Ellie and Elijah was my Eevee and my Zorua, and the Eevee turned into a Glaceon.
Oh yeah, sure.
He was a little troublemaker.
Honestly, he's not a truck, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy. What do you mean, what?
He's alive? Don't say that.
It's been a long time since we've gotten to see him, and I want to hang out with him more.
Alright, so you're retrieving those two. Are you retrieving any others?
Yes, we'll pull out Orochi, which is my Noibat. We'll bring in Ileana, my Curlia. And Ali, my Quilava.
Okay. So.
Alright.
That's 5 Pokemon that you're switching out. I assume you're switching everyone except for Issa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you sending them all out?
Yes.
Alright. You have a few changes to make in your character sheets. A few.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one that really hasn't changed is Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie does not evolve past Glacia. But you do see, next to Ellie, is a bipedal, like brown and blue fox, about your mm-hmm. height. And it looks at you and says, oh, hey man, long time no see. How you been, buddy?
Hey, Elijah.
It's been too long. I'm gonna give him a hug.
that I have, and it looks like you've suddenly gone bigger.
And, Wannabe, as you say this, he kind of turns his fox-like head and says, "Oh, you're still alive. Cool."
Funny enough, I think I got some, like, immortality juices, and I think I'm going to live a little longer.
That's crazy.
Well, it's crazy. Anyway, how you been?
Been okay. And as he's, like, having this conversation, Paxton sends out Orochi, and kind of expected to see that little, kind of like, teal bat. That royal blue bat, it's big.
Very big. It's a big boy.
Quite big, quite intimidating, and it's like, it's on the ground right now. Its claws on its wings are touching the ground, and its feet are also on the ground. So at the moment, it is currently quadruped. And it lunges forward, spreads out its wings, revealing a massive wingspan for this fat dragon, as you now have a Zoroark and a Noivern, as you send out Ileana. You see Ileana is standing resolute, also at your height. It's covered in this green, like, it looks like armor.
As whoa.
This is a Jetonian Gardevoir. It's more meant to resemble a knight. It's covered head to toe in green armor. You can see a glowing red eye coming from the helm of the armor, and its arms end in, like, these little lances.
Oh my god! Ileana, you're so big! You've grown up so much!
And she waves one of the lance arms at you. Ileana is now a steel and fairy type.
Yeah, oh my god. Oh my god, is this the mon I think it is, or did this come before that mon?
This is a Gardevoir. Draconian Gardevoir. Last but not least, Ali. All of these Pokemon are currently at level 35, but you'll be able to train them up to level 40 by the end of this session. But Ali comes out significantly longer. Currently quadrupedal. On the back of its, on its kind of like flat back, you can see these like lightning bolt shaped cracks that, when it breathes amid this dust that has dancing electricity shooting out of it.
Whoa.
And this is the abnormal type Typhlosion. It is ground and electric. So it's basically Stunfisk, but better, in my opinion. And congratulations, it's also a Pokemon that you're able to ride. You have a lot of rideable Pokemon, including the Noivern.
I know, it's awesome. I want to ride them all.
But you have all of these Pokemon out, and your intent now is to train them to match up with the level you all are at, which is level 40.
Yeah.
So, how are you going to do this training?
Let's see.
Do you want to just do, like exercises, or do you want to do, like, a mock battle? I mean, I guess you guys can do, like, a three-way PvP type of bullshit, and Steph gets to miss out on that. But that's up to you.
And, as, like, a quicker way of doing things, I was thinking, what if we had Issa as the one person that's been, like, the most experienced around here? Just sort of, like, turned her bandana into, like a head cap or something, and just started going Sergeant General, just, like, instructing all the others.
Okay.
Show them all and the things that they've missed over the time.
Alright, alright. Wannabe and Ollie, how are you helping?
I'll bring some of my more underleveled Pokemon to help. Or, I guess, less experienced Pokemon. I have a couple that I haven't really used yet. It is time to watch Baby Tropius grow up. I'm going to bring Baby Tropius.
Okay.
And I think it's time for this dude to finally catch up to everyone. But you'll still be a baby. You'll just be an actually high-level baby. We're training up my three babies. I'm bringing that Bonsly egg I got like a while ago. I'm bringing that Tropius. And I'm bringing my dino. We're going crazy.
You're actually going to train the dino?
Yeah, but it's going to stay a dino. But it's going to be a high-level dino.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I love this.
I'm so happy.
Paxton and Polly have said what Pokemon they're switching around. Are you switching any around for right now? Wannabe? Or are you just gonna say, hey y'all, do this, and then you're not going to do this?
Wannabe was more so determined to train the Pokemon that Paxton was wanting to use. He's already happy with the team he has so far, but let me take a look around. How about, okay, so the ones we'll be training up are Heracross, Espeon, Hawlucha, McDermott, and Dwayne.
Okay. I believe now you have the item to finally make Dwayne fully evolve.
And Carver.
And Carver. You do have that item, too. Now, for Carver, I do have to ask, do you want to go... Actually, no, I don't have the code for Sneasler, so I'm not giving you that option anymore. You can go for a Rock Normal Weavile if you wish.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go for the Rock Normal Weavile. Let's go. Who needs a Stunner Block? We got this bad boy.
Okay, so, for Polly, you had a bunch of Pokemon that, which ones are able to evolve at level 40?
So let's look at all the Pokemon I'm sending out. Because I have a bunch of old and a bunch of new. I'm bringing Swablu.
Okay, that one will definitely evolve.
I have Chansey who will evolve.
Okay.
I'm bringing Tropius, which is Tropius.
Yeah, he'll just get bigger.
I'm bringing Dino, which is Dino. I think it technically can evolve, but I gave him that shit Underdog Strength. It's so funny.
He's gonna have a very thick neck and legs.
Yeah, it'll be a very strong little guy. I'm bringing Bonsly, which should evolve.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna have a rock and fighting type Sudowoodo. That's gonna be interesting.
It'll be heat. And I'm going to bring Pignite, which should evolve. That'll be the last change I make.
Alright, so Pignite is going to become a ground and fighting type Emboar, which kind of like you know, doesn't have the ember part in his butt anymore, but he can go ham now. As he gets bigger, he doesn't get more rotund, but he does have very, like, tree trunk thick arms, and he kind of, like, runs around like a gorilla monkey type thing.
It's my dog.
He's basically a combination of Donkey Kong and a pig at this point.
I love that.
Same coloration, and if you wish, he can also have a tie.
Yeah, we'll make him a tie.
I believe instead of like the little wrestler belt, he has a mud headband that's basically like constantly drying off and wetting again with its sweat from all of the energy that it uses. And next to it, that Bonsly that you grabbed out of the Pokeball, it has arms now. It's very long. The arms end with literal boxing gloves. and you would think, okay, this doesn't really resemble a tree. But then you see it's got this big green afro on top of its head. And it looks basically like a NES, like, 8-bit tree. It looks like the tree that every Pokemon fan complained about for Sword and Shield, essentially.
It's just a Sword and Shield tree, but also with boxing gloves.
Yeah, it's got boxing gloves. And that merciless smile that will end your life.
I love him. I'm so happy for him.
Then we're gonna go over to the rock jet plane of Togekiss as you apply the rock to the rock. Yeah.
I was wanting to switch up. Instead of it being Hawlucha, I'm putting in my Kranidos.
Okay. Your Kranidos, which is also ground fighting, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Alright.
A lot of fighting types today.
Yeah. As soon as you send that Kranidos out, you notice that it is significantly taller than you. Like...
No, I am not surviving. I am not surviving a retro match this time around. Oh no.
And it looks at you with a smile on its face, and it looks like it's about to just completely slam its head down on you as this Rampardos, and then it just very quickly stops and, like, lightly taps you on your head with its... Still hurts a lot. Because it is
okay. Shock. You've learned, but how?
And it says... It actually says to you, yeah, I was used as a hammer a lot in the rebuilding. In the rebuilding of Blackthorn City. They utilized my head as a hammer.
Okay, sorry. I thought I'd make a scientific discovery, but I've come. Sorry about that.
And from, like, as you're examining it, because this does not look like a regular Rampardos, obviously. It's not... It is bipedal, but it doesn't stand completely upright. It stands at an angle, letting its tail up for balance. And it looks like it has wings until you look a little closer and you can see that hiding on its back, pretending to be a very large rock, is a Togekiss that is more or less making it look like this Rampardos has wings. This Togekiss looks very, very jagged, rocky with its wings. It looks like it's kind of like a fossilized bird at some parts, and at others it looks like it's just like an egg. It's an egg bird made of rock, but it still retains the same shape as a normal Togekiss, if that makes any sense at all.
I think I can get it down.
Yeah. So Togekiss, but the wings have firm points at the end tips, basically. And then your last evolution was Weavile. Weavile, you actually are with Carver. You give him the razor claw that you had. And as you're continuing on through with the training throughout the night, he starts to get a little bit taller. He throws one of his little rock daggers up, and it hits just a Pidgeotto that was flying by in the wing, to the point where some feathers fall off. And it grabs the feathers, places them on its head, and it starts to glow and change. With these Pidgeotto feathers sticking up out of its head, it forms into more of a stony, feathery headdress. Its claws become less jagged, but they seem to be made of a more resilient type of stone. They're made, it looks like they're more of a type of ore rather than just rock. And its fur, still white, kind of like exudes a little bit of dust whenever it throws any of its rocks around. It's still not super tall. It's literally just a Sneasel with a headdress and nicer claws, but you can tell that this Weavile is fucking ready to go. And by the end of this day-long training, you all go to bed very tired, but feeling very fulfilled. With Polly, I think you try to go to sleep on the ground, and baby Tropius, who is now about teenager Tropius, picks you up and lets you like lay on its larger back. It's not like full grown just yet, but it is pretty big. Y'all got a bunch of fucking dinosaurs.
Let's go.
Yeah, as we continue on to day 3, did you all have anything in particular you wanted to do?
Let's see.
Maybe after that satisfying day, look for more items.
We got some apricorns, got some levels. We could try and find some more items.
You all can roll more perception checks to determine what you find.
Alright.
I hope levels are enough. Maybe I'm not cut out for being a trainer.
I think it's a more diverse team, which I think you're getting to work. I think this will help you get a more diverse team, which will really help you out.
It's not always about the strength that makes a trainer a good trainer, you know? You always show a lot of love and compassion towards your Pokemon, and I think that's the most important step that people often overlook.
Very true, very true. People tend to see them not as well, other individuals. Me, I was kind of stuck with that, being born with it, but others...
I care right. deeply about my Pokemon. I wish I could give an equal amount of time to all of them, but it's like... There's just so many to go through.
Well, my team budget isn't really that big compared to, Catrice. Yeah. Speaking of Catrice, did you guys see her gym battle? On TV, while you guys were watching.
I did. She is so good.
She is terrifying.
I'm a little envious. I wish I had that kind of skill and talent.
Yeah.
She is a tough cookie, but I think maybe one of us can bring down her ego. By the way, I found the champion after these TMs. I just showed them the TMs for Thunderbolt, Flamethrower, and Ice Beam.
He do be leaving a lot of gifts.
Ooh, those are some very good moves.
And these are reusable, so... I've already put them on boards.
Did you all roll your perceptions?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I got into it. I got an 11 out of 3d6.
Okay.
I got a 9 out of 2d6.
I got 16.
Alright.
Ooh.
So, Paxson, we'll start with you. You notice, as you're like over by this rest stop, one of the soda machines is like super broken. So, you're able to go in, and you just notice that the thing opens up, and out of that pops several lemonades, like 10 bottles or 10 cans of lemonade, so you'll be able to restore 80 HP. And you can see that there's something keeping it from closing. And as you examine a little bit further, you can see that there's this pendant. It's a strange little pendant that somebody jammed into the little locking mechanism on it. And as you pull it out, you have a shell bag.
Whoa.
Hey, yo!
Oh my gosh, a shell bell.
Polly, you,
mm-hmm.
in this same rest stop, look around and you can see Paxson digging into one of the defending machines, but you also see underneath a truck, it is not a Mew.
Aww.
I was going to say that. How do you know what's going to say that?
But as you look up, after checking to see if there was a Mew underneath the truck, you look at it. You see that it's just covered in dust. You can see there's little paper slips stuck into the... in between the window and the window or windshield wiper, that appear to be notes. And it just says, one of the notes just says, "I can't afford to keep this thing. Please, somebody take it." The keys are literally in the ignition.
What is it?
It's a truck.
Yeah, I see the truck. What's so important about the truck?
It's ours now.
What?
I'm taking it.
What? Where's the insurance?
We will figure out the insurance later. There's a note that says, "Someone please take this." I think we take it.
Do you open So you open the glove box.
Let's open it.
You see...
Yeah.
There's something. It's just this purple orb that, looking at it, just makes you feel fucking gross.
Is that a toxic orb?
It is.
Man.
It is a toxic orb.
Oh my god, wait. I'm taking this. I have such a funny idea with this later.
You also notice that there's a couple of expired granola bars that are probably poisoned due to prolonged contact with the toxic orb. And any paperwork that was in there has just completely dissolved. You can see just like scraps that are burned at the edges. Yeah, you got a truck. Wannabe. You, where do you look? We already got the vending machine and the truck covered. Where do you look for items? This is a rest stop, so I guess you could go in the bathroom or something.
I'm looking in the bathroom, but I'm also checking the trash can around it for a certain thing. Something left over.
Something left over.
So, you look around in the trash can for some leftovers, and you don't find any, and then you realize the leftovers were on the tables outside.
I'm taking them. Come on.
There's about one for each of you.
One leftovers for everyone?
Yes, you...
Let's go!
Guys, thanks. Look, party got a truck, but I got the real goods. I saw the leftovers.
It's like half-eaten
mac and cheese.
The half-eaten mac and cheese, it's mine!
The half-eaten Big Mac, let's go!
Dude, some of the donuts. you got a truck.
Here you go, Peach.
Yeah, with your new wheels, as you turn the keys in the ignition, you could see the flash of something purple in front of you. And the truck starts. You're all in it. Do you have any of your Pokemon?
Paxton's like... driving.
Oh my god, I've never driven before.
Well, you're learning now.
You'll learn now.
Get him to build that confidence. Right.
Let's get that tech education, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be... It is going to be tech education, but before that, does anyone have any of their Pokemon just, like, hanging out in the bed of the truck?
I'll have Dino vibing back there.
Alright.
You know, I can't imagine bonding down on the back for a tan.
Alright, I feel
like... Unbathing. He's still about now.
I feel like Bon is, like, laying on his back, just sprawled out, and the Dino is just asleep on top of him.
Yeah, it's, like, on his belly.
Yeah.
Just, like, curled up sleeping. Aw, that's cute. I like that.
Issa's gonna be good. Sitting on the front of the truck like a hood ornament.
What type of hood? What's the hood ornament say?
Issa's controlling it says the
Pika P.
Issa's controlling the turn signals.
Issa's gonna use the tail as a turn signal.
Yeah, controlling the turn signals and shocking incoming traffic. Paxton, roll your tech education, and because Issa is technically kind of helping, you get a +3.
Hell yeah. Alright, that is a 15.
With the +3 added?
With the +3.
Okay. You make it past the next rest stop, and you can see the sign that says now entering Cherry Grove. As you realize that this truck did not have a lot of gas in it, and you'll have to refill in town if you can make it there. Roll one more tech education, but now that you have the anxiety of not knowing if you're going to have enough gas to get there, it's going to be with a -3 now.
This is the driving experience.
Does the +3 and the -3 cancel each other? Is it a flat-out -3 overall?
It's now a flat-out -3. The anxiety is causing Paxton to not even notice Issa helping.
Oh my god. Alright, well, we got a 15 with the -3 now becomes a 12.
Alright. You get to Cherry Grove, and right before you can pull into the only gas station in town, the truck sputters and stops. Y'all are gonna have to push it into the gas station to fill it up.
Alright.
Alright, okay. Everybody. We have a new assignment.
We it's also okay. have a large amount of strong Pokemon that can
do this.
Yeah,
I was about to say, we are perfectly equipped for this.
Alright, everybody, put your training to the test. Let's get shoving.
On, Daisy.
As this is happening, the three of you hear a voice. Just like, coming from, or walking up from the gas station. Eli, you've waited long enough. How about you describe your character?
Okay, so who you see walking up is a middle-aged man, kind of looks like a younger version of Price, the old Ice-type gym leader, but it's like graying red hair and like about 6 feet tall. He's walking up with just regular Typhlosion walking up next to him. He introduces himself. Hey, I'm Cole. Seems you're having some truck problems.
Oh, hello there. Yes, we stopped right before the gas station, it seems.
Yeah, we could maybe use some help. You got gas, but you.
As you're talking with Cole, Bon and Daisy have pushed the truck into the one of the gas pumps. Not like literally into it, but pushed it so that it's pulled up into it. And Issa, holding Paxton's wallet, runs into the little gas station and is paying for the gas.
Wait, where'd my wallet go? Issa!
Look, Issa's very dependable. They got this.
You know, I'm gonna go dino my wallet and ask it to go get us some snacks.
Roll command.
Alright. That's an 18.
Alright. You relay your commands pretty easy to understand, but roll Dino's general education.
Alright.
Compare the command to the understanding.
God, let me find Dino.
Oh, I was going to ask Bon if he could get some he could get some snacks, get some water.
Alright, are you giving your wallet to Jovi. Alright.
I trust Jovi more than Bon with this matter. I know Bon will fuck me over.
Alright. Jovi has your wallet clamped tightly within its beak and flies into the gas station. You can hear the Carl, because this is a Carl Marx, just scream, "Oh, what the hell!"
Oh my god, Carl.
Also, Dino rolled a 6. So, I think this is the highest thing it could roll, actually.
So, Dino looks... Well, you can't really tell, but... You sense that it is looking at you intently as you hand your wallet to it. It opens its mouth, and it eats your wallet. That's about as best.
Oh.
That's about what was expected.
Oh my god. How are you going to identify yourself next time?
And then it just, starts coughing a lot. As if it's choking.
Oh no, we're gonna do the Heimlich maneuver on my Dino.
Baby Dino.
Hey, Ty, I'm going pat its back.
Alright,
Wannabe rips his shirt and then pats his back. Hi.
Cole, you are seeing all of this.
Hello, Gutsha. We are. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
I think when the Dino starts choking, Typhlosion is just gonna go up and, smack it on both the back and the head at the same time. The wallet just goes shooting out.
Yeah, you, Polly, you can regain your very partially destroyed wallet. It's got a lot of bite marks on it now.
It's okay, it gives it personality. It'll be a story. You know, someone will walk up to me and be like, "What the fuck happened to your wallet?" I'll be like, "My Dino ate it."
Anyway, you can continue with your introduction. Sorry. That went off on a weird tangent.
Yeah, so Cole's gonna be, Cole's gonna say, I think I recognize you from somewhere. Were you the ones that were back in Violet City with all that shenanigans?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh my. Yes, we were.
Yes, we are. Please understand that my interview was very edited. They did not want to understand the details of it.
Oh no, I was there. I saw everything go down. At least from the outside.
My.
Why were you there, dude? Did you?
I guess you don't recognize this Typhlosion, but he was sending out some eruptions on the grunts there.
Oh, you were one of the gym leaders.
Yeah, my gym's over by the beach, we'll say.
Oh wait, that's a Typhlosion?
Yeah, this is the my partner. We go way back. This was actually my very first Pokemon.
Well, I also had a Typhlosion that I started my journey with alongside Issa. But he looks a lot different from this one. I never seen a fiery looking one before.
That's what normal Typhlosion look like.
You've got one of those type shifted Typhlosions, don't you?
Yeah.
Very cool. Look at him.
My Fralligator is one that we. Come on, Bond. Bond just kind of comes back.
Bond's pushing. Pumping the gas.
Oh, and that's Bond.
Just like one elbow on the bed of the truck, the other one holding the gas pump. Looks like a real redneck right now.
even with the camo, I can see it. Oh no.
A very interesting set of Pokemon here with you. Give you that.
Mm-hmm. They're very independent.
I can tell there's never a dull moment with these guys.
Issa does come running back with Paxson's wallet. And a few like bills. And then you can hear from the store, "Oh man, what the hell just happened?
What? Issa, what did you do?"
If I was confused, I don't think there was... Let's be real. I don't think...
Jovi comes flying out with a beak filled with ice and a bunch of drinks inside.
Oh, that's why. That's the confusion.
Oh.
I'm getting a cold one with Jovi.
Right. You know, Issa, if you wanted to pay for gas and snacks, you could have just said so. I could have lent you some money.
And, Wannabe, are you paying any attention to Issa at all?
Nah, I'm drinking a cold one with Jovi.
Right.
A cold one with the Jovis, with the boys.
Alright, the only thing you can tell, Paxson, is that Issa has a very mischievous smile on its face.
Oh, no. I don't know what you're up to, but it better not be too illegal.
And,
won't kill that damn boat if it fucked me over.
And she tucks the money into your wallet and just hands it to you.
I don't know anything's wrong, but I have this, like, small inkling that I'm an accessory to a crime in some way.
I trust my friends. Wanna be said. Not prop. Wanna be trust his friends, says the man who was just probably robbed.
Wannabe, your wallet is at the very bottom of the Pelipper Beach. Underneath all the ice.
Oh, let me grab that.
Through an ice bucket in order to get it.
I'll do it.
Two out of three wallets have become soaking wet.
I put my wallet. Oh, geez, man.
You have all of your money. Well.
My money, sure.
Except for what was used to pay for the drinks. Anyway.
Money.
The truck is now full. Vaughn and Daisy push it back because neither of them have the keys. So they push it back, to you all. And, Cole, you said that your gym was over by the beach?
Yeah. It'll probably be easiest if I just walk you guys over there. We kind of need to wait for low tide.
You do remember that you, you just, like, about 5 minutes ago, sent someone else over there, too. And they are probably currently undergoing the gym challenge.
Right. Okay. You want me to mention something about it, or...?
No, you just know that, if they wind up saying anything. But you lead them over to the edge of town, which leads to a beach. And I'm not gonna have anyone roll perception to see the volcano in the middle of the lake. Because you can see it.
Yeah, that wasn't there 2 years ago, so you know.
Yeah, that does not look that. That's different. What's the story behind that?
Oh, I had one of my Pokemon make it for the gym. And, the gym, by the way.
Eli, you notice or you remember that there was another Pokemon that just decided to live in there just recently.
Alright.
But
don't remember what it is though.
It doesn't really bother you. It just stays in there, keeps it hot.
Yeah.
everyone else, you all see the gym there. You see at the edge of this beach, like the closest point to, like between where the beach ends and where the little volcano island is, there's a small pier, and there's a little kiosk with a guy sitting there, and it says gym registration here.
Whoa.
Yeah, so just sign up for gym challenge there and make your way up the mountain.
We have to go all the way up that mountain?
Yeah, I mean, the gym battlefield is inside the volcano.
My goodness.
I
hope you guys are ready.
It's not that bad.
I'll see you in there.
Cole, you hop into the only boat that's on the pier and start it up and make your way to the volcano.
Alright. Let's get signing up.
You all sign up. The guy that's at the kiosk, his name badge says Guy. says, hello, my name is Guy. He says, alright, once you sign, your gym challenge starts. Get to it.
Wait, like right now?
Oh, is there no bow either?
Good luck.
It's not that, we still don't know where Catri is. You want to do this with or without her?
You notice that there is a signature above all of yours that is Catri's.
Oh, wait, never mind. She's already beaten us. Why don't you go ahead of us? Huh.
I don't know, maybe she went on some wild adventure and caught a whole bunch of Pokemon.
You know, I could imagine coming back with 12 more Pokemon.
Well, I guess we'll see her over there. Alright, I am going to bring out my pal Orochi, and Issa and I are going to ride upon the back.
Alright. You hop onto Orochi. Polly, do you have anything you can use to traverse across the lake?
I am going to send out and nab my Tropius and fly upon it.
Alright. And Wannabe, you've got a couple options.
I'm built different. I'm taking the Jovi. I'm the SS Jovi. We're having a drink along the way.
Are you just gonna, like, lazily cruise as close to the lake as you can and just, like, drink and sing the entire time while everyone else is racing?
Yep.
Okay. Use your bird as a boat.
Wannabe and Joey, they've solved their life crisis finally. They're relaxing now. They're finally chill.
The nap is probably a little bit slower than Neuver. Maybe just a little bit. But you all make it.
Just a little.
So we'll start with Paxson. Paxson, you make it across the lake first. And you have the sense that it's not going to be as easy as just fly to the top. And as you're thinking that, you see there are three large rocks heading in yours and Orochi's direction. Roll.
Oh no.
Actually, I'm just gonna roll a d20 to see if any of these will hit. So, here's for the first one.
Oh god.
That's a 9.
9, okay.
The other one is a 6. Oh, that one fell. And the last one is a 3. Did any of those hit?
Let me see.
Your speed evasion. So, if Orochi has a speed evasion of 3 or higher, they will all miss.
Yeah, it's a 3.
Alright. So, Orochi turns to one side to miss the other one, turns to the other, and then one more time turns, basically just like flapping horizontally over and over again. Roll your acrobatics to stay on Orochi's back.
Alright. Oh god. Alright. I'm not great with the acrobats. Let's see here. We have... Oh my god, but we got 2 nat 6s mm-hmm. for a 12.
Alright.
Nice.
As Orochi gets to a point close to the ground, you finally are able to let yourself go. You know that staying on Orochi as long as you did was likely just luck. But you are about you're about halfway up the volcano. You still have a little bit of a ways to go. Polly.
Hell yeah.
Alright.
Same thing. As you're making your way across, you get the sense that Nanav is probably not going to be staying airborne for too long, as this is an area filled with rock and fire, both things that Atropius does not like. And then you see there are a few rocks sailing in your direction. And that's a 7 for the first one, a 6 for the second one, and a 17 for the third one.
Okay. I have a feeling I'm going to be pelted in the face with a rock.
The third rock clips the Nanav's wing, and you start to fall a little quickly to about the one-third point of the mountain before Nanav kind of like scrapes along the side of it. Not necessarily crashing, but he's pretty hurt. In fact, he's taking... That is 12 points of damage.
Ouch.
Ow.
And you're able to return him. You're a little bit lower down the volcano from where Paxton is. And Wannabe...
Yes.
You're a little drunk now. You get there...
Okay, I wasn't drinking local beverages. I was drinking...
I know. Okay.
I was about to say, when?
He's
responsible.
I just had, like... I had, like, the image of Wannabe, like, sitting on Pelipper's back, just singing drunkenly, and I couldn't let that image out of my head.
Basically, Joe, I want to be singing. He's leaning back against Jovi's back, just like sipping it, having his legs crossed, being very drinking the most high society he can with the can of Coke.
Yeah. but yeah, you're basically using Jovi as a jet ski, and you make it, you're at the very bottom. Now, Wannabe's gonna have the easiest acrobatics check, but he's gonna have to make more of them, and they're gonna get more difficult along the way.
Okay, first one's a 10.
First one's a 10? Okay, so each of you are making athletics checks. Wannabe's is a 10, and he's gonna have to...
Oh wait, athletics? I thought I said acrobatics.
Oh, yeah, it's acrobatics. But Wannabe has to make... Wannabe has to make 3. Polly has to make 2. Paxton has to make 1.
Mm-hmm.
However, right. If you fail, you wind up going further down the mountain. The difficulty, the difficulty for wannabes was 8. Difficulty for Polly's was 9. Difficulty for Paxson's is 10.
Oh boy.
Oh, fun. I was about to. I did get an 8. I've already rolled off 3 of them just in case.
Okay.
Let me tell you what they were.
Well, for the first one, it's an 8. For the second one, it's a 9. For the third one, it's a 10.
Oh, for me, it was. I got 8, 10, 11.
Okay.
Alright. What we rolled? My 2d6s.
Haha, 2d6s. What nerds. Go to the gym.
I've rolled my 2d6s.
I got the same roll. I'm passing and failing. I got a 9 and a 9.
Okay. So, wannabe. As you're traversing up the mountain, you notice that at the beginning there's a path, and you just can follow it. So you do. And after a while, you start to notice it's getting rockier and rockier and harder to traverse. But there's still a path, and you're following it.
No trophy? You should. I'm just one of these lean bad guys that are going up the trail. Actually, as a poor beat. We did what we needed to do, Father. Let's be back and just enjoy the adventure.
Yeah, so you take this path, but you're going pretty slowly, but you're safe along this path. Polly, you rolled 2 9s?
Yeah, I rolled a 9 and a 9.
Alright, so from 1/3 of the way up, you're not having a whole lot of difficulty. And then you get to this spot about at the point where you can see the top of the volcano, and you're just getting a face full of smoke over and over again. You appear to be downwind of it, and you start to slide back, and you find yourself lost temporarily. And you're gonna need to roll survival, I think? But yeah, Polly, go on ahead and roll your survival. And I'll tell you the difficulty for this straight away. It's gonna be a 6.
Alright. Well, surely my untrained survival can meet or beat a 6.
I'll mess up.
Alright, rolling 2d6 as we speak. A 4 and a 2. Barely even passed
that. It takes you some time. Like, a solid chunk of time. But you manage to find just what feels like a way you can climb up to the rest of this mountain without too much difficulty. And roll another acrobatics or athletics check. The choice is yours.
I'll do athletic. Oh, athletics was the right call. This is a 21.
Yeah, you have no difficulty getting to the top. And we'll move over to Paxson. Paxson. What did you roll? You only had to roll one to begin with.
Yeah. Only had to roll one, but it was like a difficulty of 10 on a 2d6. I got a 9.
Okay. So you get a similar situation. You were halfway up, and you start scrambling, a little anxious. Your Noivern wasn't hurt, but That was kind of scary, having all of those rocks flying out. And as you're going up, you can see what was causing those rocks to fly out. And it's a graveler that's just chucking rocks over and over and over again.
Oh.
And it turns to you, and it holds up a rock, but this rock has arms, and and it throws it at you. Going ahead.
Oh my god.
You can roll either your survival, or if you're trying to get it to stop beforehand, you can roll charm or guile.
Yeah, I'll try guile. That's something I have the most experience with.
So how are you going to convince this large rock to not throw a rock at you in a way that sounds kind of sneaky or like you're lying to it?
I could be like, I'm not trying to get past the gym here. I'm just trying to fly over to the next island over.
All right, go on ahead and roll your dice.
That is 12.
The graveler just like kind of annoyed drops the Geodude on the ground, which rolls down the mountain, and it looks at you, and it just points in a direction, and then it also rolls down the side of the mountain. The direction it was pointing at is to the next island.
Mm-hmm.
But you have surpassed this obstacle in your path, and you can see that there's a slightly easier way to get up to the top of this mountain. So you'll need to roll one more acrobatics or athletics check.
Okay. Those are both the same roll for me. And with that, we have 6.
Okay. It takes you a bit of time, but you are able to make it to the top of the mountain without a whole lot of difficulty. Every now and then you lose... Bless you. Every now and then you lose a little bit of handhold. Your foot slips. It makes you a little anxious, but after a while, you do make it to the top, and you can feel a hand grab up at you. And it's... It's Polly. Polly made it to the top before you.
Whoa!
Yeah, no, the mountain's a little rough. And yeah, let me help you.
And as you're saying that, off in the distance, you can just see Wannabe walking very, very casually up this path that winds around the volcano.
That would have been so much easier.
No, I'm not climbing it. Me and Jovi are still chilling, riding.
Casually walking up this path. You're still a good distance away. You're gonna be fighting last.
Okay. But I'm chilling.
But looking around, you don't see Kadri or Cole at first. And then you see there is a path along the rim of this volcano that leads down into what appears to be a cave. And there's someone standing at the entrance of this path. And it looks kind of like Guy, But he's got a name tag that says Buddy.
Oh.
And he's got his arms crossed, almost covering the name tag, as he stands at the edge of the, at the very beginning of this path, and he looks at all of you and says, alright, you gotta wait, and it's one at a time, no spectators for this.
Alright, thanks guys.
Cole's busy, so just hang out for a bit. We'll call for the next train when Cole's less busy. And that is where we're going to end this.
Yeah!
Very big...
I call this session...
Very...
Catching
we made it.
Very big special McThankies to Eli.
Thank you, Spun McSpank,
for listening to my panicked sounds from the technical difficulties. And when I thought that they were going to be doing a battle before the gym battles.
Yeah, I was a bit wondering about that, but...
But thank you for bearing with all of that, and thank you very much for your patience over the last couple months as we were getting all of this ready for you to finally debut, which you'll be doing next session, which will be when you face off with, when you face off against Katri, who luckily missed all of the gym challenge part, but would have probably passed it with flying colors, given that she's got, like, 17d6 in acrobatics.
She's got all the acrobatics.
She just jumped to the volcano, like, from the bottom to the top. She said, watch this backflip.
She actually used the grappler as a stepping stone to jump up the rest of the volcano.
Anna, so here's what she did. She did, you know, have you seen the episodes of, like, the anime where Pikachu does the Octoon climb with Iron Joe? Katri just sort of saw those rocks flying at her and just sort of jumped up the rocks to get to the top of the volcano.
You know, I'd like to think, just as an aside, Paxson's never really been much for a liar before, and the fact that he got away with that with the Graveler, after he walks away, he's just like, oh my god, I'm a rebel!
I was thinking, when that happened, I was just thinking, joke's on you, that Graveler isn't actually part of the gym challenge, it just does that for fun.
That'd be quite the double take.
Yeah, Paxson has become a rebel, and also, I forgot to mention, add 10,000 Poké to your character sheet.
Hey, holy shit!
Yeah, Issa may have robbed that gas station.
Issa's a fucking criminal!
Issa!
Oh my god!
After we do this gym, we are immediately getting out of this city. I don't want to be a liable. I don't want to be an accessory.
Oh, no.
I got too much on the line. We'll take the truck and we'll go full speed.
We'll make new lives for ourselves.
They'll never know we existed.
Oh. Until
kind of hard. There's a lot of, like, actual news documentation of our four characters in particular. You know?
Yeah, but
don't forget, Cole was a witness to that whole thing at the gas station there.
Yeah, as a side note, that happens all the time in that gas station.
That's why Cole wasn't even, like, shocked or anything about it.
Yeah, that poor Carl keeps getting robbed by a bunch of Pikachu that just, like, do the tap on the shoulder thing. all the registers open and they grab wads of money.
Yeah, maybe Carl shouldn't be so robbable next time.
Yeah. Skill issue.
It's a manpower issue. They need to have more than one Carl at that store at all times.
They need to form a union of Carls. Yeah,
they need a Carl clan.
No!
The Council of Carl.
One of these days, the podcast will have to learn about the adventures of the Carl clan.
I wish I recorded those. That was ridiculous, and I'm also very glad I didn't, because it was also extremely cringe.
There is a lot of that campaign. Both and funny
it was only
and
like 10
weird.
Sessions. But all that aside, thanks to my players, Mars, Argo, Tyrus, and of course Steph, who wasn't able to be here, but it's all good. She'll be here for a gym challenge, that's for damn sure. Better.
Always for the gym.
Thanks to Eli once again. And thanks to the listeners for having listened to, shit, what episode is this? 109 episodes of this Pokemon-related campaign. Thanks. If you're...
Oh my god.
Yeah, we're getting very close to the end.
That's a lot of episodes.
We're getting very close to the end. 100. I'm determined to have this end with episode 150.
Whoa. That's ambitious.
Yeah. But we'll probably wind up finishing it up a little bit quicker. A little bit sooner than that. Unless I do every battle in the tournament arc, which... Then it might be,
I'm not gonna lie, I want at least one more Poképlay session.
I mean, we could always do the Poképlay of the... the gas station robbery.
True, we could go to the perspective of the Pokemon.
No, you gotta the Raichu, like, robbing it. You have, like, the Pelipper buying stuff, and then you have, like, the Dino hacking on a wallet. That's good content.
I miss doing, or, like, playing a Pokemon
game. I stopped for the most part doing that because the podcast that introduced the Poképlay, like, game thing, that podcast no longer exists, so I no longer had the documentation for it. So whenever we have been doing it, I've basically just been using the VTU stats.
Winging in this campaign? I would never.
Yeah.
Would never believe that you are winging things and making stuff up on the fly sometimes.
Never ever.
And here I'm used to listening to Not a Scratch where they do that all the time.
Yeah, I plan things out very meticulously, and everything in this podcast has gone according to Keikaku Cushions of Glasses.
You planned on my dino choking on a wallet. How dare you?
As soon as you said you were going to have the dino go buy snacks, that wallet was going to end up inside that dino. The second you said that.
One way or the other.
I had a feeling.
The only way it wouldn't have happened is if somehow your dino had at least the ability to roll an 18 to match with your command. Or if you would have rolled lower on your command to not... The command was to not dumb down the instructions. So if you rolled low enough on that, you would have been extremely like, alright, so here's what you're gonna do, you little piece of shit, you're gonna go up yet? No. But you said it very simply, and to the point, and it confused,
I was like, yeah,
it confused the
go buy it.
To the point where all he heard was snacks, and so
go give to them. Go come get snack.
Yeah. here, take wallet, go buy snacks. And he heard snacks and was like, yum. Yum, yum.
If it rolled lower, you would not have gotten that wallet back.
If you actually rolled low on the command and he rolled high on the general education, he would have actually been able to buy the snacks, but not the ones he wanted. It would have...
You know, I'd be like, you know, go buy these chocolate bars, and he'd come out with, like, flaming hot Cheetos, and I'd be like, oh...
Come out with a bunch of half-eaten beef jerky.
And now,
you know, I'm like, go buy it.
With all of that, I also do want to mention that legally speaking, we are not affiliated with Game Freak, Nintendo, or the Pokemon Company. We're just...
But we are affiliated with Paimon.
We're not affiliated with Subway or Raid the Bug Spray.
Or Raid Shadow Legends.
You aren't.
We're just, you know, nerds playing a game, sharing it with everyone. Pretty fun, I think. And,
this podcast was brought to you by the following sponsors.
Stay reckless, everyone.
Me.
Stay reckless. Goodbye.
Yes, viewers. Anyway, during this intermission, how about from our sponsor, Mars?
Oh, hell, our sponsor, Subway.
I really hope this works.
Eat fresh.
Mm-hmm. I just finished having a delicious meatball mozzarella sub with spinach and what else was on there?
Hello.
I forget.
Hello.
But it's delicious.
Meatballs.
Eat Subway.
Yeah.
Hello. Can anyone hear me?
Hello.
While you were gone, we did the ad for Subway.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're mentioning our new sponsor.
I'll make sure to remove that in post.
No. That's fine. You can censor. You can bleep out all the mentions of Subway.
Yes. I really don't know what's going on. However, I don't know why Tyrus can't hear me at all.
I don't know why they can't hear you either.
Don't worry, future Scott. I believe that you can cut all of this out. I believe in you. It's weird. I do tend to speak fairly quietly, but... I don't think that would be the reason why.
Yeah, no, you're pretty up and clear for me, at least.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Tyrus?
Can you hear Scott, Tyrus?
Please tell me you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I did hear you. I hear you. Okay. I hear you, don't worry.
Okay. Oh God.
All it took was reinstalling Discord.
Well, I also disconnected while you were doing all of that, too.
No idea what's going to work then.
All right. But as I was saying, future Scott, you can stop cutting everything here now.
All right, welcome to the PAX and Wannabe Show.
All right, let's talk about our sponsor, Raid.
No.
Raid the bug spray.
There you go. Sounds good.
No, my panty raid, SpongeBob. Like
no
girls.
We're getting rid of all the termites. Hello, Polly and Scott.
All right. Okay, what's up?
Okay, so you rolled two 9s, correct?